And welcome to the Lonely Triathlete. My name is Todd Sauter, and I am the Lonely Triathlete. You can now reach me via email at thelonelytriathlete@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts and feedback about your life as a lonely triathlete just like me. You know that feeling when you've completed your last important race of the season, and for the next few weeks, or if you're like me and you live in Canada, the next many months, there isn't another race in sight on your calendar, so you take some well-deserved time off from scheduled training. Isn't that an awesome time? Isn't that an awful time? Well, I think it's both. I love the times during the year when I have no scheduled training. I also hate those times. So I jotted down my thoughts about what I enjoy and detest about that time off, and I wonder if you have some of the same feelings. So what do I love about this time off between training seasons? Well, I get so much more time in my day to do stuff. I usually bang off a workout right after work, and I'm busy from, say, 5:30 to 6:30, a little bit longer on the weekends. But now I get all that time back. I don't have to quickly eat something, change into my workout gear, figure out what my workout is, do the workout, shower, or stop sweating, and then shower, then figure out, oh yeah, I have to have supper, and it's like 7 o'clock or 7:30. Oh, to have all that free time back is amazing. I can also stay up so much later. I am a natural night owl. And especially on Friday night and Saturday night, I like to stay up late. So now I can stay up as late as I want and I won't have an impact on my workout the next day. Why? Because there is no workout the next day. It's awesome. I can drink more. I love my beer, let me say. And I have to be very careful during a training season that not to drink too many beers the night before a very hard workout, because it's going to impact my sleep, it'll impact my workout. This way, I don't have to worry about it. Fridays are parties! I love it. Also, when I don't have scheduled workouts planned, I've got one less thing on my mind. Right? As much as time off is a physical break, it's also a complete mental break from having to plan and think about my next workout, my nutrition, my recovery. I can be way more flexible with my time. So hand in hand with having more time in my day, it means I can be more spontaneous. I can get out on the town. I don't have to worry about getting back in time for a workout, or I don't have to stress about getting a workout finished before I go out and do stuff during the day. I just have so much more flexibility when every workout is scheduled at a particular type and time during the day. I also can be way more well-rounded in the activities that I do. So without a swim or a bike or a run hanging over my head, I can do hikes, I can do long walks, recreational bike rides, really any other activity, simply because I want to do it. Not because I have to do it. Oh man, so fun to be able to do what you want to do as long as you want to do it. It's not going to impact anything else that you're intending to do workout-wise. Just complete freedom. I can also finally heal from some of these nagging, niggling injuries that you collect. You know those little niggles that you get from a whole season of training, those tiny little pains or tightnesses that never quite seem to go away, these very injuries that could become chronic injuries if you don't heal up? Well, in the off season, when I don't have to train if I don't want to, I get to heal them all up because I spend a lot more time with my feet up on the couch. But for all of this upside to not training, there are definitely things that I do not enjoy about taking a break off between seasons. And one is, I don't like gaining weight. I'm sorry. Now, it's not a given that I'm going to gain weight during the off season, but let's face it, I always gain weight in the off season because without all the calories burned by all this regular exercise I do, I just eat too much. I'm not even a big eater, but I somehow managed to eat too much during the off season that I gain weight. And for years, I've tried to prevent this from happening. And this year is no different. I am going to try not to gain more than 2 pounds more than my typical racing weight, but I guarantee you I'm going to gain some, and I do not like it, right? It takes so much time to healthily take the weight off once you put on an extra 10 or 12 pounds. It just takes months and months and months of watching what you eat and all that crap. So I hate gaining weight during the off season. I also don't like the feeling of getting slower or becoming less fit. Now, if I only took 3 weeks off, which is actually a pretty decent amount of time to take away from training, I probably wouldn't lose that much fitness, but I don't like the feeling of losing any fitness because it was so hard to come by in the first place. All that running in the rain and biking in the wind and swimming and being tired and it was so much effort to gain your fitness. Why would you just willingly give it all up? Well, I don't like that feeling. I also don't like the feeling of not feeling like an athlete. See, when I train all the time, my identity is very much one of an athlete because I'm the only one I know that trains as much as I do, and I feel great, and I've got that, I've got that good feeling of it's all going into my body, and it's, helping me be fitter and faster. But when I take 3 weeks off or 4 weeks off or longer, that has to go away. It does go away, and that feeling is not one that I enjoy. I also don't like the feeling of being lazy. Now, don't get me wrong. I love to be relaxed and feel refreshed, but lazy is something else entirely. Lazy to me is the feeling of not wanting to work out, not wanting to, push yourself or challenge yourself. And I don't like that feeling. It's a scary feeling to me because it's a tempting feeling. So I don't want to get used to it. I think the discipline of a consistent training schedule proves to me that I'm not a lazy guy. Although deep down inside, it would be so easy to be lazy. So I don't like that feeling. I don't like that temptation of being called to laziness. But, thankfully, this time that I take off from training and that we take off from training, it should be and generally is relatively short. Depends on how hard you've been training, how long you've been training, what you've been training for. But, 2 to 4 weeks is probably an average for the amount of time that most people take off from training. And that is just long enough to reap the positive rewards and short enough that the negative ones don't drag me too far down emotionally. So that's me, my love-hate relationship with off-season not training. But what about you? What do you love or what do you hate about the in-between season lack of training? I would love to hear what your experience is. And now you can let me know by emailing me at thelonelytriathlete, all lowercase, all one word, @gmail.com. Until next time.